This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. In a series of high-level meetings following the Pahalgam terror attack, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence in New Delhi today. Yesterday, Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh had called on the Prime Minister. Earlier, Air Force Chief Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh also held a meeting with Mr. Modi. Separate meetings were held with Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi and Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a meeting today with Chief Secretaries of States and Union Territories through a video conferencing to review the preparations for the civil defense mock drill scheduled for tomorrow. The meeting was attended by the Director General of Civil Defense and the National Disaster Response Force, along with other senior officials in the national capital. Yesterday, the center had asked the states to conduct mock drill to evaluate civil defense preparedness in the country. It has decided to organize the civil defense exercise and rehearsal across the 244 categorized civil defense districts of the country. The mock drill will assess the effectiveness of air raid warning systems, operationalization of hotline or radio communication links with the Indian Air Force, as well as it will test the functionality of control rooms. United States House of Representatives of Speaker Mike Johnson has said that the U.S. will make every effort to support India in its fight against terrorism. In his remarks at the congressional briefing yesterday, he called India a very important partner for the United States. He also spoke about the trade deal between India and the U.S. and expressed hope that the trade negotiations will work out well between the two nations. Mr. Johnson said the Trump administration had expressed support for India's fight against terrorism following the Pahalgam terror attack, which claimed the lives of 26 people and injured several others. The United Nations Security Council, UNSC, questioned Pakistan during a closed-door session about the Pahalgam terror attack, which killed 26 people. The session took place amid rising tensions between India and Pakistan. Reports said UNSC members criticized Pakistan and raised concerns about the role of the Pakistan-based terror group Laskar-e-Taiba in the attack. Punjab police and central agencies have recovered a large cache of arms and ammunition in a joint operation. Punjab Director General of Police Gaurav Yadav said in a social media post that the State Special Operations Cell Amritsar, along with central agency, recovered the weapons from a forested area near Tibba Nangal Kular Road in SBS Nagar. The cache includes rocket propellers, improvised explosive devices, and hand grenades. The DGP called it a major breakthrough against cross-border terrorism. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that there is a strong global demand for talent and India is well positioned to meet it. While speaking at the launch of Global Access to Talent from India, GATI, in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar said there must be more focus on opportunities abroad due to the emergence of a global workplace and workforce. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today wrote a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, making some suggestions on the caste census. In a letter, Mr. Kharge urged to have a dialogue with all the political parties over the caste census and also cited the Telangana government's model for the exercise. He also pitched for removing 50% cap on reservation. Mr. Kharge also demanded to implement the provisions for reservations for SCs, STs and OBCs in private educational institutions. Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said that smartphones are no longer merely a means of communication but have become tools of empowerment and gateways to the world of information. Speaking at the inauguration ceremony of the 22nd edition of Bharat Telecom 2025 in New Delhi today, Mr. Sindhya mentioned that India has emerged as the second largest telecom market in the world. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.